As we start 2009, prospects for U.S. agricultural exports continue to look dim, at least compared to 2008, with analysts forecasting $98.5 billion worth of exports instead of the $113 that had been expected. A couple of things going on with that.
One, market prices have fallen.
But Agriculture Department Chief Economist Joe Glauber says it's not just lower prices causing export values to drop. Actual tonnage is going to be down for some products. Corn, as an example, that's tied, though, to what's happened to another crop.
We had an enormous world wheat crop this year, 12% increase, just a stunning recovery in amount of wheat supplies in the world. A lot of that wheat has been fed to livestock in a lot of markets that last year we might have sent corn. So some of our corn exports, which have also been ratcheted back over the year, can be attributed to the fact that there are other supplies of feed out there.
Glauber says the current export forecast may even have to be adjusted down again in 2009 if the world recession gets worse. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.